from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee begins probe for Russian interference. At this hour in Washington, D.C., the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee is focusing on Russia's efforts to shape the news surrounding the 2016 election, as they held an open hearing also looking for any possible collusion by President Donald Trump's inner circle. During his opening statement, Senator Mark Warner, the top Democrat on the panel, alleged that Russia tried to discredit U.S. media outlets by running a subversive influence campaign. In his opening statement, Democratic Senator Ron Wyden from the state of Oregon said that the suspicions are undermining the country.
The American people are worried about what's ahead with regard to Russia. The public now gets most of its information from leaks, from daily press stories, and apparently inaccurate tweets from the president. This feeds distrust and causes Americans to question the legitimacy of our government.
A Russian president, Vladimir Putin, has reiterated his claim that his country had not attempted to interfere in the election during an Arctic forum in Russia on Thursday. Ahead of the closely watched public hearings, the committee's Republican chairman pledged an exhaustive and impartial probe. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met Thursday in Ankara with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu as allies examined their next steps in the campaign to defeat Islamic State.
Today's conversations built on three mutual long-term goals: working together to defeat Daesh, ISIS, building stability in the region, and bolstering economic ties between our two nations.
Turkey has been a NATO ally since 1952. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, on a visit to Iraq, says that protection of civilians in Mosul must be an absolute priority. After his arrival in Baghdad, Guterres met with President Fuad Masum, the parliamentary speaker Salim al-Jubouri, and Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari to discuss the dire humanitarian situation on the ground as a result of the operation to oust Islamic State from their stronghold. Guterres was also due to speak with Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi before flying north to the self-ruled Kurdish region of the country. More than 500,000 civilians are still believed to remain in Islamic State-held areas of Mosul. British Prime Minister Theresa May on Wednesday formally began Britain's departure from the European Union. After 44 years, she notified EU Council President Donald Tusk in a letter. It comes 9 months after voters in the United Kingdom opted for Brexit. In an interview, Ms. May said she expects a period of adjustment after negotiations are complete.
We want to make sure that we are ending the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice and that we are able to control movement of people coming from the European Union. We want to have the agreements done in 2 years. There may, as I say, then be a period from which we're implementing those arrangements.
For more on Britain's Brexit, visit our website at voanews.com. Malaysian officials have authorized the release of the body of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak says that the remains of Kim Jong-nam, the victim of an unusual murder last month at Kuala Lumpur International Airport, has been released to North Korea at the family's request. Najib said following the completion of an autopsy and receipt of a letter from his family requesting the remains to be returned to North Korea, the coroner has approved the release of the body. Nine Malaysians who had been detained in North Korea since the killing have also been allowed to return to Malaysia. President Donald Trump hosted a listening session Wednesday at the White House as part of a campaign pledge to stem America's worsening opioid addiction crisis.
Drug overdoses are now the leading cause of accidental death in our country, and opioid overdose deaths have nearly quadrupled since 1999. This is a total epidemic.
The White House confirmed Thursday that Chinese President Xi Jinping will visit the U.S. for talks with the president on April the 6th. President Trump will host Xi for 2 days at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. For his part, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday he would be willing to meet with President Trump. Speaking at an Arctic forum, Putin and Finland's president said they were open to an idea of such a meeting. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.